720 WGN in the final hour of the download tonight. I'm not Justin Kaufman. I'm John Hansen alongside Neurart. Who are you?
Not Justin Kaufman.
You're not. Well, neither of us are Justin Kaufman tonight. The amazing Esmeralda Leon is next to me.
Oh, thank you.
Having fun so far?
Yeah, of course, always.
We're ready to talk about the new year, I think, after you get done with Christmas. And now that Boxing Day is almost over, that holiday that
we all
know and love.
So sad.
We got to talk about the new year. I think that's what a lot of people's focuses of attention have changed to. Making plans for the New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The big midnight kiss. Are you going after that? But the traditions are very interesting. And we've been going over some ones across the world, and we came across one that we used to do as kids, and that was banging pots and pans. And as I started to describe it, I was amazed that no one here in the station had ever heard of that or done that. Apparently, it's to ward off spirits. Rosie, you're joining us here now on WGN. What can you tell me about pots and pans? Have you done that before?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes.
Rosie, where are you from, by the way?
Pardon?
Where are you from?
I live out in the northwest suburbs. I'm out by Cary.
Okay. And is that something you've done every year, the pots and pans thing, since you were a kid, or what?
I've been doing it since I can remember, probably 3 or 4 years old, and I'm 52 now.
So do you just grab old pots and pans and just you get like a wooden spoon or something and bang around? How long do you guys go outside for?
We would go outside as long as any other neighbor kids were outside. And my sister had the, like a Dutch oven with the wooden spoon.
Uh-huh.
And I was the one in front of her where you take two aluminum lids and clang them together like a cymbal.
Yes, yes.
And I would wear a metal colander on my head.
Yes.
Wow.
You are speaking my language, Rosie.
She would walk behind me. And she'd be banging on her metal Dutch oven, and then every once in a while she'd clunk me in the head.
But you were protected.
Yeah, I was protected. It made noise, and some of the other neighbor kids would come out and do the same thing. So it was kind of just like our neighborhood, that was the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my kids up, kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the one night of the year. They could stay up until midnight.
Yeah.
And I would give them my pots and pans and do the same thing. But when I heard you mention that, I had just come out of the grocery store when I heard you talking about it. And it just cracked me up. I'm like, I never knew that it had anything to do with spirits.
Yes.
It's just something we did.
It's just something you did. All right, Rosie. Well, thanks for the call. I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I'm glad your whole neighborhood did it, too.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys have a great New Year.
Yeah, you have a happy New Year, too. Make 2018 extra special, Rosie.
We also got Jan in Niles, Michigan, from the 269. She says, my family didn't shoot off guns and didn't have firecrackers, so my cousins and I did the pots and pans thing.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun till we got cold. Then we went in and ate some sauerkraut for good luck and prosperity.
Okay.
Did you do that?
No, we didn't. No sauerkraut. We went in and had Cheez-Its or Goldfish or something. Like that.
Yeah, that counts.
815, we did pots and pans in Forest Park in Downers Grove. Holler Downers Grove. That's where we did it. And we honked the car horn at midnight. So you'd go out to the car maybe and honk the horn. Certainly you don't want to do that while you're driving around.
Right.
Although I bet people do that.
Don't hit the car either.
Right.
FYI.
815, their New Year's Eve is going to consist of champagne, chips, and then fall asleep in our chairs. We're old.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are big fuddy-duddies. And are usually in bed already.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I remember I'd get so excited and be like, yeah, it's New Year's, and run around the house. And then they'd be like, yeah, we're in bed. We're watching from our bed. We're going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, you know, it's lost its zest, I guess you could say. But my parents still party it up. They have their college friends. And they're two married couple college friends. They always, I think they rotate houses where they go. They play games, they drink, and they party.
Oh.
I mean, and they still do it up to this year. And they'll continue to do it, I imagine, for a long time. And I, you know, I like the New Year's Eve thing. For years now, I've hosted parties. This will be the first year I haven't in a while. Just because I don't really want to. I got to work.
That's
I'm here on GN the next morning at like 9 a.m., so I didn't really want to have a whole big party. And I always just did it because I didn't want to come up with anything else. When you're in your late 20s or 30s, I think a lot of people are like, what do we do? What do we do? And no one makes plans. It's a whole big thing. And then the night of, it's just a cluster because no one knows exactly where to go or what to do. So
yeah, I'm a big fan of being with people.
Yeah.
I don't like people, but for some reason, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you really hate people.
Yeah. There's something about that whole tradition and how it is going into this new year and it's fresh and, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in this coming year. And just being around people and the camaraderie, there's something about it.
This is the most optimistic, happiest heart. I've ever seen you. Normally, you're like, you want just your cat? You want to shy away? Maybe Colin, if he's lucky, can spend some time with you.
Yeah.
And then you want to ward everyone else off and have no optimistic thoughts.
But for some reason, New Year's, it always does it for me. Christmas too, I was actually talking to him about it. When we were out with family. I enjoy the day. Christmas Eve in the day. But before then, I'm like, whatever. It's not it.
It's not the holiday
season.
Calm down. Yeah. 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear about your traditions. I believe we left off on number 6 in the Philippines. So, Esmeralda, what do they do?
I have a friend right now in the Philippines. I should ask her if she's doing this.
Yeah.
They start the new year. It's all about the money. Locals believe that surrounding themselves with round things.
Okay.
So that's to represent coins will bring money or fortune.
Like pizzas?
Yes.
That sounds good to me.
Close with polka dots.
Okay.
And again, round food is eaten, so pizzas, round bread.
And you jangle
the... Not with cheese.
Not
And with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep coins in your pocket as well, and then you constantly jangle them. It's believed to keep the money a-flowing.
So you just keep on jangling your coins.
Hey, don't make fun. You banged pots and pans around.
So. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's true. 630 says, my grandmother was Jewish, my grandfather was German, and we'd have pork peas and sauerkraut on New Year's Eve, and then they would give us a half a shot of Malort.
What?
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
These were the original hipsters.
Wow.
The 630's grandmother and grandfather were the true hipsters.
I just love
Malort.
Thanks, Grandma and Grandpa. That's why I am insane. I'm curious, 630, do you still enjoy Malort?
Yes.
Yeah, my boyfriend loves it.
Does anyone ever enjoy it, really?
My boyfriend loves to say that he enjoys it.
Yeah, I love Malort every now and then. I'll do it at New Year's Eve, too.
Oh, well, apparently it's good luck.
Apparently.
According to these grandma and grandpas.
I was going to the number one more time. 312-91-7200. Go ahead.
I was going to give the next one.
Okay.
In Scotland. So in Scottish folklore, the first foot, also known as the, I can't say that, Coltog.
Coltog or Coltog.
good pronunciation there. Is the first person crossing the threshold after midnight.
What's the threshold?
You know, your house. Door.
Okay.
You know, like when you carry wedding people.
Oh, so this is actually a thing. The Coltog is a thing.
A tall, dark-haired male with gifts like coins, coal, bread, salt, and a wee dram of whiskey. Is thought to bring the best luck for the house.
So this is like New Year's Eve Santa.
Yeah.
He's
a tall, dark-haired male.
And he doesn't come through the chimney. He comes in through the threshold.
Yeah, with some whiskey.
That is way better than Santa Claus.
Right?
I'm over Santa at this point. Santa Claus don't bring me any booze. If this guy's bringing whiskey, you can come over, enter my threshold anytime.
Yeah.
Well, that's going on the list.
So apparently it dates back to the Viking days when big blonde strangers were that meant trouble.
Oh.
They're unlucky. So to get a dark-haired male is very lucky. Because those blondes, nothing but trouble.
I've never been a blonde person either, into blondes. So this sounds like my kind of thing.
There you go.
Dark-haired, handsome man walking in New Year's Eve
bringing
with a little whiskey.
Some coins and bread.
Man, I've had a couple New Year's Eves like this. I will tell you, my younger days.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a lot
of
fun.
So you've been very lucky in those past years.
I didn't know it was called a first footing. Sounds like fun. How about the second foot, too? 1016 on WGN. We'll be back with more New Year's Eve traditions. Get those phone calls in, 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear about it here on WGN. 720 WGN, Justin Kaufman out tonight. John Hanson, Esmeralda Leon filling in until 11 o'clock here on this show. 312-981-7200.
The download.
We're talking about New Year's Eve, traditions that you do. Haven't had anyone chime in about the New Year's Eve kiss. Maybe it's not as big of a deal as people make it out to be.
I mean, you know.
Is it just a thing? Especially like if you're married, it's a thing.
Right.
Are there married couples out there that don't do it? That they're just like, no. I mean, you gotta, right?
I mean, even a side thing, air kiss something.
Oh, you mean you just kiss your side thing, like your mistress or something.
Yeah, she's there as well. Yeah. I think it's just a natural thing to just immediately, when you're celebrating or someone's like, yay, you grab your significant other.
Right.
Friends, family, and give them a kiss.
If you're single, does that make you feel more lonely on New Year's Eve, maybe? I don't know.
Usually,
it's been a while for me, so I don't know.
I've been single during New Year's, and it's kind of the thing where you kind of look around like, so who's, oh, hi.
Who else is single? Who wants to mingle? Who wants a little kiss?
You give a toast to yourself, and then that's your New Year's kiss.
You kiss the glass?
Oh, yeah, or whatever beverage you have, and that's how you, at least that's the way I did it, to have some fun.
In your single years.
When all my friends had a relationship, and I was like the only single one at like those parties, I would just kiss it, and bottoms up.
Did it bother you? Were you sad that on New Year's Eve night?
No, it made myself laugh at it, and made my friends laugh at it, too. Mm-hmm. But it was a little awkward when you're sitting there, and you're turning, and everybody's kissing each other at midnight, and you're like, all right, well, I guess I have this in my hand. I might do something
cheers
with it.
That's when you go up to your friends, and you're like, can I get out on this? You make it really awkward.
You just throw yourself right in the middle.
Just jump on it.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, let's go. Let's take this night a little more fun. Let's take your first foot. Let's get a good first foot tonight.
Yeah.
And see what
it's
happens.
It's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
New year, new you. Come on.
For sure. All right, what else do people do in Italy?
Italy, they toss furniture.
What?
Out with the old. Is their model in Naples, where people, they toss everything from toasters to fridges off of their balconies. That seems like a hazard.
Yeah, that doesn't
people
seem safe
just
at all.
Throwing fridges. How strong are they?
Well,
they're throwing
mean,
fridges.
Yeah, I mean, imagine you get four or five people to throw the fridge. I hope there's a different fridge. Like, is there a new fridge ready to go? Do they deliver it on the first?
Let's
Does
hope
it come
so.
In? Yeah.
Yeah, getting rid of old possessions symbolizes a fresh start in the new year. To prevent serious injuries, most locals stick to small and soft objects for their throwing tradition. It's still a good idea to watch your head should you travel to Naples or Johannesburg, South Africa.
Like a
the same thing,
like a inflatable chair or something.
Oh, there you go.
Like a raft, like a pool raft. Blow it on up, throw it out the window.
Slip then people, and slide.
A little slip and slide out the window. Out with the old.
The donuts.
Yeah.
Those things you float in.
Mm-hmm. A little floating donut, throw it out there.
There you go.
Okay. What else are we, where else are we
Romania,
going?
Romania, they do animal spirits. This one's cool. So in rural areas, New Year's Eve, they do mask dances, ceremonies about death and rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And they dress up in furs and wooden masks depicting goats, horses, or bears, then dance from house to house to ward off evil spirits.
Yeah, we do this in Boys Town, too, but it's not New Year's Eve.
No,
it's just a never thing.
And they're just them. They're just bears.
It's true. So do we have pictures of this on the website?
It's kind of frightening. I hope those aren't real.
Yeah.
There's a picture of a boy in a bear.
Like that he looks, that's not a real bear. I'm sure that's not.
Are you sure?
Oh, there's some other pictures. Yeah, it kind of looks like actual dead animals that you get inside of. Kind of like when Luke Skywalker went in the animal in the
that
Empire
thing.
Strikes Back.
Yep.
He's
or
wearing
the one with Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He gets into the bear.
Mm-hmm. 406 chimes in, by the way. Brian from Montana. Hey, Brian from Montana. Thanks for listening. Being single during the holidays sucks. Everyone else is having fun and you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Brian, you are not a loser for being single in the
holidays.
If you are single in the holidays, I don't want to presume. But it's okay, Brian. Just kiss your drink.
Yeah.
As we've heard.
And it's a new year.
It's a new year.
You get out there and you... Do you?
But man, Montana, how far do you have to walk till you find someone else?
I know, right?
I mean, I know there's cities in Montana, don't get me wrong.
Helena.
Billings.
That's Idaho.
Yeah. Mm. So find someone else.
Billings?
Billings, Montana. Is that Billings?
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said Billings.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
773, in the animal of the Empire Strikes Back, it's called a Tauntaun, right?
No,
am
no,
I
no.
saying that right?
Tauntaun.
Yes.
Tauntaun.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
That's what Luke Skywalker did. And that's what they're doing in Romania.
Exactly.
They're getting their tauntauns. They're getting their lightsabers out. And they're dancing around with them.
See, now, I would assume that, to double up on this evil spirit warding, they get the pots and pans.
Just up as a bear.
Or a goat.
Or a goat and pot and pan your way out of that thing. That'd
be
fun.
A goat.
All right, this is one of my favorites.
Oh,
this is what
we
were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mass kissing in Italy.
Yeah.
So this is Venice. This is a Venice thing. Every year, in the Piazza San Marco.
Mm-hmm.
Tens of thousands of locals and tourists gather for fireworks, a light show, and a kiss.
Ooh.
In Venice.
Oh, that sounds romantic.
It's all about love.
It's all about spreading and kissing 10,000 other people and mm-hmm. catching whatever you can catch in Italy.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. In Idaho. Oh, speaking of Idaho.
Oh, we're going to Idaho next. Okay.
Yeah, they do a potato drop.
Of course they do.
Because, you know, not to be upstaged by New York.
Right.
They drop a potato.
Mm-hmm.
More than 40,000 spectators turn up to see the internally lit 400-pound glow-tato. Should we go? We should go.
We should absolutely
go to
Idaho. Boise.
Other New Year's drop sites, of course, you got New York, Brasstown, North Carolina's a possum.
They drop a possum. Like, a real one, or I'm curious about that.
Yeah, we should.
Sure hope so.
Try to make it out there at some point.
What do they do in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
A peep.
They drop a peep.
Yeah, one of those candies. A 200-pound local marshmallow
mm-hmm.
candy peep. And in Port Clinton, Ohio, a giant fish called a Wiley the Walleye.
Oh.
Wow.
They drop him.
Are partying hardy.
815 Texan, the New Year's kiss is my least favorite part about New Year's. Mm. As a single person, I always feel so awkward. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's not the best night.
Yeah, unless you're in Venice.
Like, if you're internally single, like, you probably don't care. You're used to that sort of stuff.
Right.
Or it's maybe a little weird, but you're mm-hmm. like, okay, just drink. But yeah, if you're just, like, just out of a relationship or something, I imagine that night kind of sucks. Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever gotten out of one right beforehand. And yeah, not really coming to me. But 312-917-200. Have you just broken up with your girlfriend or boyfriend, husband or wife? Call us in. We're going to help you get through the new year together.
Aww.
We're going to hold your hand and get you through it. We're going to tell you all the things that are good about you. So I'm looking for anyone out there that is newly single, that is dreading New Year's Eve. You're not even going to go with your friends. You're going to stay in the house. You're going to do something. You're dreading it. Esmeralda and I are gonna talk you
yes.
up. We're going to buck you up and get you ready for the new
I've
year.
I've been through it before.
We've all done it.
We've all been through. By the way, Bozeman, Montana is another place.
Well, Bozeman, yeah, for sure. And last but not least, when we talk about New Year's Eve traditions, we're going to Japan for the next one. Yeah, what do they do?
They're very zen. 108 rings. So these are Buddhist temples all over Japan ring their bells 108 times to dispel the 108 evil passions all human beings have. According to Buddhism.
Oh, that's like a set number.
It's like a thing.
There's 108 evil passions. No wonder why the Cubs had, for each one of those years, 108 years, they had to dispel each one of those things.
All those evil passions.
That's what it was. It was a year for each evil passion. And finally, the Cubs did it.
Yeah. So the Japanese believe this is going to cleanse.
I love how you went over this word. Joya nakone.
Yeah, I'm not. Go for it. Yes.
Right.
So that ringing of the bells is going to cleanse from sin of the previous year.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
That's nice. So traditionally, 107 bells are rung on the last day of the year and the 108th
in the new year. Okay.
So you see, they smack it and then
they smack
bing
the
bong.
Bell and then you're done.
Then bing bong, it's the next year.
All your
year.
Sins are over.
And people also eat buckwheat noodles because it's supposed to symbolize new or long life.
Interesting.
And I think it's because the buckwheat noodles are very long.
Okay.
They make them long. They don't cut them or anything. So
interesting.
If you can eat them all in one big swoosh.
So those are the traditions around the world. We'd love to hear about yours. 312-917-200. Things you do every year. I bang pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, bang bells to get rid of 108 evil things that you've done over the past year.
The 630 is drinking half a Malort shot.
Yep. Everyone's got their own thing. So what are you planning on doing on New Year's Eve? And if you're single, especially if you're newly single, and you just can't stand that midnight kiss, call us, text us. We're going to take care of you. We're going to help you get through the new year. 720 WGN, John Hanson and Esmeralda Leon filling in for Justin Kaufman, who is out for until next week, I believe.
I talked
to him last week, and I think he has a full week off, which is nice. We'll be back again tomorrow night as well. We got some fun stuff coming up. We're going to talk about that app that will pay for your student loans.
Yeah, Givlane.
Some people's student loans. Also talk to these this mother-daughter, not couple, but a mom and a daughter who volunteer and do all this awesome work together.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking with them a little bit as well. Are you with us tomorrow, bud?
I am with you guys tomorrow.
You're our guy?
All right.
I am definitely going to be paying attention to that app interview.
Yes. Can you play the game tomorrow, the trivia game, and let us know how it goes?
Yeah, I can for sure. And actually,
remember some of the questions.
If it pops up during on air, I can...
Is it ever at night when they
It's every day, twice a day. So usually once in the early morning or early afternoon part, and then usually once around like 8 or 9 o'clock.
At night?
Yeah. Both in the morning.
We're playing tomorrow.
In the evening, yeah.
Are we going to split?
Can we play live? Can we give you the answers to questions? Or is that cheating?
Well, I mean, the more the merrier. I don't mind winning money. I don't know if you guys want to win me.
You mean we will all win money.
We need to play this live on the show tomorrow.
I'll let you guys know when the notification pops up.
Did we miss it already? Did it happen tonight?
Yeah, it happened earlier tonight.
And how much?
Stay on the ball.
How much is it?
It's free. It's a free app.
No, but like how much do you win?
It usually kind of varies. Sometimes it's a couple $100. Sometimes it's like, for example, on Christmas it was $1,200. Mm-hmm. But it varies. I think the highest I've seen it was $5,000.
Oh, wow. Come on
now.
Wow.
So it's definitely
split
a variation.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Go a long way.
I mean, I would play for $1.
Oh, yeah, I'd play for free. I love trivia.
But then if you split that with 100 other people, you're going to get a penny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
You can drop it in the Salvation Army.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's a penny more than I had before.
Yeah, that's a terrible attitude. I just throw away pennies. Like, when I'm cleaning the house, I will see, if there's like 6 pennies, I will just sweep them into
a tray. That
was 6 cents
you had?
And I will dump them in the garbage.
It's not worth
the struggle.
What is wrong with you?
It's not worth the effort to put it in the change jar.
Do you guys have in your cars, in the cup holders, just a bunch of change?
So much change.
Okay, same here. Yeah.
But so many pennies.
Yeah.
We don't need pennies. You can't use pennies for anything.
You know, if you gather up 5 pennies, it's a
nickel.
Yeah.
You almost didn't know what it was. That's how much little it was.
If you get 10 pennies, it's 10 cents. See how that works?
Yeah, but
everyone's going to hate you because you're going to have 10 pennies to give them, but still.
How many pennies do I throw away in a year? I don't know. 200, maybe.
Oh, my god.
That's $2.
It's $2.
That's a lot.
That's not worth the pain of having 200 pennies.
That is a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee.
Yeah, but I'd rather just spend $2 on that and not have to worry about sorting these pennies, taking these pennies to the bank, getting these pennies wrapped up.
Throw them in that machine.
I was going to say, you throw it in that machine at the bank where they just literally, if you have a bucket, you just dump it in there and it gives you...
I don't go to the bank anymore.
That's true.
Do I sound like a hoity-toity rich person? Because I'm definitely not. Because I am poor as can be.
Hoity-toity who goes to the bank.
I don't have any other money to get from the bank. There's no reason for me to go to the bank. Go to the Jewels?
They got the thing. They got that machine.
They do.
But what's the point?
You get gift cards.
I guess if I could just keep the pennies and give them to someone who needs the pennies, but I'd rather just give them $2 off the get-go. I bet. Does anyone else throw their pennies out there? I'm sure people do.
Oh my gosh! I knew someone who just threw change away.
Now if it's just like quarters, I'm not. Collect your quarters.
They hated it. They would throw it away. I was like, you're all insane. My dad used to install carpet, and he had a van, and you know he's in there, you know, all day, and he would just throw pennies into the, you know, in the little cup holders and everything, and it would just be rife.
Rife
with pennies, and I would go. We would clean out the van, and it'd be like a treasure hunt. I would get, I want to say at least $5, and that's minimum of pennies.
And as a kid, that's a lot.
But it's crazy. You just have piles of them.
I know. Am I the worst? Am I Scrooge McDuck for just throwing? Because like literally, and there is like a point at me where I feel guilty because I'm emptying out the dustpan, and there's dust, and there's dirt, and there's a couple pennies, and I just go, oh, it's in the garbage.
Get
out of circulation. I don't need these pennies.
I still bend over and get pennies. Off the ground.
Is it a luck thing, though, or do you actually use it for currency?
No, I pick them up because I go, ooh, a penny. And then I throw it in my purse, and then at some point I clean the purse out, and then I just scoop up a bunch of change at the bottom of my purse.
I think the pennies are gross, and they accumulate.
Well, you're not...
They get dirty.
You're not sticking them in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sticking them in my mouth, but someone else might have. I don't know what to do.
Just don't touch your hands.
630 texts in. I throw out pennies too. Is that illegal? That's an interesting question because I know you're not supposed to like dispense of currency.
Although I love that they're concerned. They're like, oh no.
I know. If I get arrested for throwing away pennies or admitting to do so on it,
so I've admitted
to 630. Far worse on this radio station. 312-981-7200. What do you do with your pennies? I know it. You could just collect them in a little jar and you keep it over years and they accumulate. But like, what's it really going to be in pennies? Even if it was. $100, let's say.
Hold on.
$100 is a lot of money. I would take $100. But how many? That would be 10 1,000 pennies. How long are you talking that you'd have to accumulate and the effort that you have to bend over, pick them up, put them in a jar over what it would take like 20 years to accumulate $100 worth of pennies?
Working their back.
That's the long game, and that makes no sense. I'd rather just spend all that time that I did working another shift on WGN, something like that, doing that. That's how you make $100 way better than bending over, picking up pennies. It's not worth the effort.
Doesn't it cost more to make a penny, too?
Yes, it does. Okay, costs more to make a penny now.
I don't make any more pennies.
They're trying to take the pennies out of circulation.
Yeah, most places don't have pennies anymore.
No. 815 texted, you can still use a penny in the parking meters in Sycamore, Illinois. One penny gets you 12 minutes, 2 hours for a dime. Let's all go to Sycamore.
Yeah, you can use
I've been
all
out
your
in Sycamore. My brother got married at Blooming Gardens out in Sycamore. I should have brought my pennies over there. But again, that would have been the effort. Would not have been worth the effort.
I don't know. You could have gone to all the meters and put in pennies.
Yeah,
I think that's illegal.
That's something. No, that would have been nice, though. That's a good idea. But yeah, you can also use pennies in the tollways still here in Illinois, at least last time I checked. You know why that is?
Oh, you can smush a penny?
You could smush a penny at the museum.
And it costs $3?
Yeah, exactly. See, this is, I'm going to lose money
in
this game.
50 cents to
Does anyone know why
penny?
You Illinois is the only state where you can still use pennies in the toll booth? That's an interesting trivia question. 312-981-7200.
I wonder if that'd be on the trivia app.
Yeah, text it in.
I didn't know you couldn't.
Donna out of Franklin Park says, I save all my change, clean my purse almost every night, and put it in a jar. So that's a regular thing. So maybe there aren't just pennies on the floor. But when you have people over, everyone's just dropping pennies everywhere. And
then I'm there to reap the benefits.
Fine. You can come over. You can drive. What are you going to take, an Uber? You're going to spend a $6 Uber to come and get 4 cents.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it. The penny has lost all of its value. But 312-981-7200, do you know why you can still use pennies in the toll booths or Illinois? Or even if you can't. Now, at least you could until as late as at least 5-10 years ago. I know that was still the case. Really? So there is a specific reason for it, and it'll be obvious when you start to think about the coin itself. So 312-981-7200 is the call. And I don't know if we have any prizes that we can give away. We'll give you a bag of pennies if you get this answer. Tell you what. All right. If you know the answer to this question, I will collect pennies for the next 12 years. It will total about $2.45, and I will get it for you. And it is not worth the effort, in my personal opinion.
At least get a piggy bank with it?
At least get a piggy. Yeah, I mean, it's not even worth it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I see people calling in, hopefully to answer the question, why can you still use pennies in the toll booths here in Illinois? More coming up on 720 WGN. You want to do some bumping music for us, Esmeralda?
There it is.
Oh, no, we got some.
That's me.
There you go. Curtis is busy because he's working the phone lines. He's got a lot of people calling in about pennies. Apparently, I've struck a nerve here in Chicago. I literally will throw away my pennies. It's not like I get 200 of them and throw them away because that's $2. But if I'm sweeping up the house and an errant penny makes its way into the dustpan, I will just put it in the garbage.
See, and I go, ooh, a penny. And I yank it out of the dust.
And then what do you do?
You shake it off.
And then what?
I blow on it.
Yeah.
And then I put it in my piggy bank.
The things that you just described to me are not worth the 1 cent that
I get
is
so
worth.
Excited. I go, ooh, it's just there's
not,
a penny.
It's not worth it to me. And I'm not some wealthy person. I could probably use it.
You know, sometimes there's very dirty dimes.
Dirty dimes?
They're just very dark and gross.
Oh, yeah. No,
then you go, oh, it's a dime.
Change is just gross and disgusting at the same time. By the way, we're going to go out to Bobby D. Bobby D joins us on WGN. Bobby D, you collect pennies, right?
Well, I kind of collect them and I spend them.
So how do you do it?
I pick up all the pennies on the ground that I can find. And sometimes there are nickels, dimes, and quarters go along with them.
Well, for sure. If there's a nickel.
Listen, what you're doing is unpatriotic.
Really?
You're throwing them pennies away. Now the mint has got to make more pennies.
Mm-hmm. They're not making many more pennies. They've completely eliminated.
And you know what? You're paying my sales tax when you leave them pennies on the ground.
What do you mean?
Well, every time you get 2 pennies, that's the sales tax on a dollar's worth of groceries.
Well, I mean, if it just sits on the ground, it's not going to the government.
No, but he picks it up.
Oh, if you pick it up. Okay.
When you get 10 pennies, okay, that's a dollar on general merchandise.
Right.
So every time, you find them all over.
All right, well, Bobby, I have a compromise. I've got a compromise for you, okay? I'm going to give you a compromise. So I do not pick up pennies off the street and throw them away. I will leave them for you. But I'll tell you what. This doesn't happen very often. When I get pennies, I will now, in my apartment or in my car, I will no longer throw them in the garbage. I will put them on the street for someone else to find. Is that a good deal?
That's a good deal.
All right, Bobby, we worked it out.
And the thing is, remember, when you go in and you're paying cash for someplace, you always need them pennies when it comes.
Yeah, the take a penny, leave a penny. Now, that's the other thing.
21 cents, 37 cents.
If I have pennies in my wallet, which I hate because I don't like change in my wallet, yeah. I will put the pennies in the take a penny. I'll leave pennies.
You leave pennies.
Purse.
I will always do that. I need a change purse. I could use a real purse, to be honest, Bobby. All right. Hey, Bobby, thanks for the call. I'm glad we worked out a compromise there. Wasn't that good?
No.
I'm not going to throw them away anymore. I'm going to do it. All right, so we were giving away the trivia of why. Oh, my God, I just gave away the answer. So let's go to Laurel. Laurel, why do we keep why do we get to use pennies in the tollways here in Illinois?
Because Lincoln is on the penny, and Illinois is the land of Lincoln.
Absolutely. Really? Laurel got the answer. It's because Abraham Lincoln is on the penny that you can still use the pennies in the land of Lincoln.
Well, that's good.
And it's the only state that you can do that in the tollways. Laurel, do you know if you can still do it now or no?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it has expired now. I think I'm like quoting a trivia fact from 10 years ago. But very good. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I've got a sack of pennies for you in 27 years I'm going to give you. It'll be up to about $10.
Well, I totally messed up my car today coming home from Michigan, so I need all the money.
What'd you do? What happened?
I spun out and wound up in a ditch.
Oh, no.
Laurel, I'm sorry.
But I'm okay. The car isn't, but I am okay.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're okay. That's the most important thing. God, that is so scary when that happened. Was it just an icy road? Was it this morning? When did it happen?
Icy road about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. Did someone come help you out or something?
Well, yeah, a tow truck to the tune of $150.
Get on those pennies. I'm going to get on those pennies for you, Laurel, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Sorry about your little accident today. Hopefully, I'm glad you're okay. See, that's the important thing, is that they're okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Keith in Barrington. Keith, were you going to answer our trivia question for us?
No, I was just going to talk about change.
All right, what do you got for us?
Okay, so my buddy built a house.
Mm-hmm.
And when he built a house, he had a mudroom. And in the mudroom, he put a receptacle thing in the wall, like you would put your clothes washing machine.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Green.
Like a hamper.
Yep. No.
No, like the indentation where the machine will go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he put a vacuum hose on it, and he stuck the vacuum hose in the crawl space, and he put it on a 5-gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And the change, every day when he would walk inside, he would take the change out of his pocket, throw it in there before he'd hang up his coat.
Okay.
His wife would do the same thing. In 7 years, they put a deck and a pool on their house.
Wow.
See, look at that.
And the rule was, you can never pay with change. If it's $7.06 and you got a penny and a nickel, tough luck. 94 cents of change coming at you.
That's the pool fund.
And they did it in 7 years.
That's incredible. But that, you're talking about all change, Keith. You're not just talking about pennies.
All change.
Of course. Yeah, the no, that, that's...
But
the
still.
Nasty penny, the nasty penny... I won't pick up a penny.
Exactly.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Me and Bobby D.
We got plenty of people. Hey, Keith, we really appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. Yeah, no, I get it that if you have... I have a change jar. I have a change jar in my car, too, like
but
where I keep
sans
the change.
Pennies?
Mostly sans pennies. An errant penny will make its way. I'm just saying that if I happen to see a penny in my apartment or maybe even sometimes in my pocket and I'm not near one of the jars, I don't want to put it in the car. I don't want to put it on the counter. I am not good at, like, managing excess stuff that
pennies?
Ends up around anything. I'm just not good at, I have to be very diligent about keeping things clean, otherwise it all goes to hell. So if I have pennies, if it's making a mess, it goes in the garbage. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I know, but not anymore.
Yeah,
I'm giving
Bobby
my
D,
deal.
you gotta pay a sales tax.
630 says I save all my change in pennies. I give the pennies to the homeless people at stoplights. Tell the lady, see a penny, pick it up. All the day you'll have good luck. Okay, so give the homeless people pennies at stoplights. That's wonderful. Especially if you're, to like really make it worth their while, I hate to say this.
But what if you got a big pile of them?
I mean, you'd have to give them like 100 pennies, that's a dollar. I'd rather, here's my thing. Here's what I would also do. I give people on the exit I come off of every single time I get off the Ike to go where I'm going. I get off at Sacramento.
Yep.
There's the guy, he's always there. I always give him a dollar.
Oh.
You know, so there, I mean, that's my contribution to the thing. I'm not like taking money out of the system. That's my contribution to him. A dollar. That's doing him way better than a sack of 100 pennies.
You also throw that banana peel.
Don't bring that up again. That's true. I've admitted to not only throwing away currency, which is illegal, but throwing my banana peel off the Kennedy every single morning. I still do it at the Augusta entrance ramp. But it's into wildlife. And we had an expert tell me that that's the proper thing to do.
I'm curious if it's just a big old pile.
There is a pile of banana peels at Augusta and the Kennedy
and
inbound.
Pennies.
And pennies. I'm just launching them. Well, that's what I'm going to do now to satisfy Bobby D.
Yeah, Bobby D, go find them. They're at the Augusta exit. Pennies and banana peels.
Peter from Decatur chimed in, the 217. There's a reason I'm going to read this. I'm not trying to just be self-aggrandizing.
Oh, okay.
He says that he's been listening all night long, and we're great, and there's been so much he's wanted to comment on. Well, Peter, I need you to respond to this text message, because what did I say earlier when we were talking about Central Illinois? Peter, do you have sausage fingers? Because someone earlier in the show, after Esmeralda and I talked about our sausage fingers,
fat, chubby fingers,
someone said that everyone in Central Illinois... An area I've spent a lot of time in.
Yeah.
Have sausage fingers.
Yeah. Prone to sausage fingers.
Peter, you are in Decatur. Is that the capital of Sausage Finger USA?
I mean, he wrote quite a little text there, so I wonder how long it took him.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see. So pennies will be something you gotta work on.
I always thought when you could or when you pick it up, it's bad luck if it's not it has to be head up. Face
to be
face
good luck.
Up. Yeah. No.
I don't know. I
mean,
don't,
you
I
don't
pick
care.
Them
you
up.
Just chuck them.
Right.
Chuck them out your window. I always thought it because the 630, she just said, see a penny, pick it up all the day, you'll have good luck. But I always thought there was that one caveat. It has to be heads.
Yeah.
Heads
I don't know.
Up. 630, let me know. Because I'm curious. Because I might be having bad luck picking up all these pennies.
An article from CBS News. Talk about getting nickel and dimed. Americans are losing $62 million a year by tossing coins in the trash. That's an estimate from the recycling waste management company, Kavanta Holding Corporation, which says that coins are probably tossed accidentally. Nope. And it's usually to blame by the high-powered vacuums that suck up money while cleaning couch cushions, car seats, and other nooks and crannies. They say it can't say whether Americans are tossing out more coins than in previous years. It's in the early stages of the programs. So the Americans, this article says, have a love-hate relationship with one coin, and that is the lowly penny. While it was once a common sight to see people picking up pennies off the ground with the idea be it's lucky or simply add it to the extra cash to your wallet, pennies dropped in value to the point where some people debate whether it's worth your time to pick it up. Thank you, CBS News.
Whatever. You're burning half a calorie there. You're
That's
getting a
not
little
worth
movement.
It.
You need movement.
I get a lot of movement. It's not like if I don't pick up pennies, then I'm just going to be some solitary blob on the street.
You just might be. All that movement.
608 wants to know, can I throw my banana peels in the toll booth?
Do they have Lincoln's face on them? If so, maybe.
Yeah, if I
you might have to ask IDOT.
I'll throw a whole banana in the toll booth there and just mush it on down there.
Yeah, they would love it.
Yeah, for sure.
231, I no clue where that is.
Uh-huh.
I work at an amusement park in Michigan. Oh, Michigan.
Yeah.
Two summers ago, I picked up $17 in change in one season of park operation. I'm sure there was coin, quarters,
oh, other coins,
nickels, and dimes.
Right.
But still, I'm sure it was a lot of pennies.
But $17 over one season, they said?
Yeah, well, that's $17 they didn't have before.
I know, but that's the whole season picking up change. I guess if it's part of your job, it's part of work, okay, it's just part of what you're doing on an everyday basis. But, think of how long that is to pick up that change. Work on your resume during that amount of time. Go to a new job interview. Apply for another job. I'm just saying that we focus so much on these little things because it's all in the nickel and dime and help you know. Spend some quality time improving your life and you'll see more money in the long run. That's just what I'm saying. I come off so angry about this. I'm not truly angry. If you want to pick up pennies, do it. But just don't chastise me. Oh, my God. We got a response.
Oh, good.
Peter from Decatur has chimed in. Peter says, yes, I have sausage fingers.
All right.
And it takes me forever to write a text. I'm a Luddite and text with one fat sausage finger.
So do we.
Peter in Decatur, you are my spirit animal today. You
have answered, sausage fingers.
You've answered the age-old question. Do people in Central Illinois all have sausage fingers?
Although you'd think our sausage fingers would be good for something.
They're like you said, clawing catfish out of the river.
Shoving bananas into the toll booth.
You used your big paws, your bear paws this morning to what? Shove a bunch of ham in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I was going at that ham.
They're
chunks, just tearing it. And eating it. And watching you on the jam.
Exactly. I'm so glad that's what you do when you watch me.
Yeah.
My big old fat deformed finger hands are great for funneling water if I'm ever at a riverbank.
Oh, yeah.
My fingers are so fat, you're not going to see any water leak out of these hands.
No.
Skinny finger people can't do that. When they scoop water out of the river to get a drink, it seeps on through.
Yeah.
Survival instincts.
Mm-hmm.
I could fight a bear with these hands.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
And if we ever can't eat, we're going to survive off of the fat between our fingers.
That's disgusting, Esmeralda.
Well, I don't mean like eat it, like our bodies won't use it.
Oh, I actually thought you meant shave it off.
No,
I guess
goodness.
If things got a little bit desperate.
Wow.
And I think I figured this out. I mean, I said that I didn't notice my sausage fingers until recently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also spent 10 years in Central Illinois. Maybe I didn't have sausage fingers till I went to the University of Illinois and then lived there for another 6 years. And that's why I have sausage fingers.
There you go.
Let's go to, is it Dahl on the line on WGN? Dahl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. You have to talk about the pennies, right?
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, probably like 7th, 8th grade, early 80s, when penny loafers were in style. And if you found a penny, I think it was the right shoe. You had to put it in your right shoe and it had to be heads up. And then you would have your good day, your luck all day long.
Interesting. All day long, you just stick it in your shoe.
Well, your penny loafer.
How many would you put in? How many could you put in at a time?
Oh, gosh. As many as I could find.
Really?
as many as I could find. But the thing is that the shoes, it was the way that they market shoes. They were topsiders, like the boat shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But they marketed them as penny loafers.
I see.
And that's why, because you'd put the penny in the shoe.
That's amazing.
And I think in the 80s when they brought it back, I'm pretty sure it was a revival that they already had it marketed, early, like in the 20s or 30s.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Dahl, thank you so much for the phone call. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and you guys have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
I won't be saving any pennies. I'm going to throw out all my pennies onto the street. That is
you got it for Bobby D.
That's for Bobby D. I'm going to do that. Well, from sausage fingers to pennies on the street, Esmeralda, we've had a fun show, haven't we?
Of course, always.
And if you like Mark Harmon, you have got a treat in store because he's on for about, 14 straight? He's on till we're on tomorrow night.
He's on with me.
Yeah, take a seat.
We're in this together, buddy.
That better be a thermos of coffee, Mark. Is that what you got there? Is that what you're...
John, I'm in trouble.
What?
Not only is it not coffee, it's tea.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
I've been screaming today.
Why?
So for no reason, or...?
No, I mean, I had to have a couple tantrums. I had to get some things out.
Okay.
So.
All right.
These things happen around the holidays, which I figured we'd start with. You're here all night?
Yeah, here till 5.
You are. You're
She's a trooper.
My gig.
What a champion.
She's a
my
champion.
Gig. So, I need all them pennies.
And you're here till 5, too.
That's true, yes. There's something about being in front of the microphone. I don't know if it is for you guys, but it's like the greatest addiction of all time.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
It just keeps you, you could go for 38 days straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why do you think we're here when we probably should be off?
Yeah.
Right.
You probably shouldn't volunteer 38 days straight too, because they'll do it to you here.
Well,
God willing,
and
right?
We'll
God
take
willing.
It.
Yeah.
Right. It'll go by quick. I've got a sidecar coming in at 2 in the morning to help out too. One of the great radio people in the history of the world.
Oh, is he your buddy?
Seth's not coming tonight. he was first choice, but he's in Florida.
Okay.
There is no such thing as first choice. I take that back. He was my first call.
He was your first call. Okay, that's cool stuff. All right, so what do you got in 6 hours? You want to run through the whole line of programming? No, I'm just...
It's deep. We are going to hit a matter of the heart at 11:35. Parents of a child of 3 years old who was diagnosed recently with leukemia, and they're having a fundraiser looking for donors on Thursday afternoon. So we're going to talk to
them. Good, promote that. Get as much as you can for them. My goodness.
Right. So the father will be on at 11:35. That's one thing we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bother Harry Tynowitz at some point. I'm going to wake him up. That's my plan.
Very good.
And Brandon Moore is a head coach at City Colleges.
Uh-huh.
And they're ranked, Olive Harvey is. So I'm going to pick it up with him around 1:30 tonight.
What do you got at 3:45? Because that's when I get in the car to go to work.
Do you really get in 3:45?
I got to be at the gym at 3 at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
God.
So I'm going home, taking a nap. And
you are adorable.
Oh, Mark Harmon, thank you. So make the programming really great from 3:45 to 3:58.
I'll do my best.
All right.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah.
All right. Have a great show. Double show.
Appreciate the extra transition. It was good.
It was a good one. Yeah. It's a good one. All right, Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow.
All right. It is news time, of course. We're at 11:02. This is Chicago's very own 720. WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com.